You said yesterday during the press conference that you had a call with a national scheduling guru that was set for later in the day yesterday. Did that call give you some hope, Matt?
It definitely. I mean, I think both Todd Phelps and I came away from it a little more reassured. Now, we still have some work to do in terms of getting out of the games we have and making some things work. But this is something that he does all the time, and he really is. He's a magician in terms of he has relationships at every level with every program and really helps. I think when these types of situations happen or somebody loses a game late, trying to help. And so we came away yesterday, I think, very optimistic that, you know, hopefully over the course of the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to put something together.
Do you think, and I'm not going to try to badger you about who, but do you think there will be one of those non-conference? I guess you need, what, three or four non-conference games with eight schools in the conference. Is there any opportunities out there that you think, boy, this looks like it might come together and this would be really fun for Bison fans?
I don't want to. We need four games. We'll probably keep one of our current FCS games, one of those at home. But would love another home game and then probably two road games. I can't get into specifics yet just because it's really preliminary and we haven't had conversations with the schools themselves yet. So hopefully when we get our schedule out there, I can come back on with you and talk a little bit about the process and kind of start building excitement for the fall.
Sure. So what do you say? I mean, the biggest question I got yesterday here when people called or emailed was, we're not going to have any more national championships. How much fun is that going to be? What do you say to fans who say, gosh, it was kind of nice going to Frisco and winning a national championship every once in a while?
No, it definitely was. And I probably would have answered this question differently 5 or 6 years ago when there were four teams playing for a national championship at the FBS level. It's expanded to 12. JMU, who, you know, we beat in the Fargo Dome in 21, was in it this year. And, you know, the goal is and the plan is probably to expand to 16 or 24. And so what I would say is I think the one thing that I would always want for our program is that there's a path to compete for a national championship. And I think going this route in this league, there will be a path. There will continue to be a path in the future. And it's on us then. It's on us to compete at a really high level and position ourselves to have an opportunity. And to me, that's the biggest thing is, do we have an opportunity? In this case, we do, and that's what we're really excited about.
Matt, there's been some people who have taken a look at the current Mountain West schedules and said, okay, it looks like, so UNLV, for instance, all of their road games are kind of booked already, and so they can't really travel anymore. So it looks like NDSU is going to end up going there. Have you done any of that homework on the schedule, and do you know where you're going to be at and what you're going to have at home this next year?
So the conference schedule, the Mountain West, is going to completely reshuffle it now with 10 teams. So I know there were some games that were put out there initially with the 9 members, and now with the 10th, we're going to completely reshuffle it. So, again, I know in talking with the league, time is of the essence for them as well, and they want to get a conference schedule out as soon as they can. That also allows us to then really fine-tune and finalize our non-conference schedule. So they're working as we speak to get that out. So what you see at some of those other Mountain West schools for their conference games, those are all going to change.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's a very important clarification, because I think there were some Bison fans going, hey, we're going to Vegas this year, and it may not happen. Are you going to need to do something with the stadium, Matt, either expand it or build something new to comply with FBS rules and regulations?
There are no longer any minimum seating requirements, but, you know, that being said, I've been disappointed the last couple of times that we put forward a vote or the city has put forward a vote to renovate the Fargo Dome. Fargo Dome has been a great home for Bison football. It's been an unbelievable community and state asset, but it's 32 years old and it's really showing its age in terms of fan amenities, fan experience, operationally. There are some limitations to the facility, and so we would love to continue to beat the drum and move some sort of renovation of the Fargo Dome forward. And again, not just selfishly for Bison football, but concert goers or community events. We want our folks to have the same experience that they do when they go to Minneapolis and go to those events and those venues. And so there's definitely some work that needs to be done, no doubt about it. But we don't need a new building. I think the bones of the Fargo Dome are really good, but it definitely needs some upgrades.
Okay. But if I heard you right, you wouldn't need necessarily to expand capacity there. You could play in the Fargo Dome for the foreseeable future.
That's correct.
Okay. On the probation period, so it's a two-year thing. We understand that. No bowls. You can't be in the college football playoff the way the rule stands right now. But I think there is a clause in there, and please correct me if I'm wrong. If there are not enough teams that are bowl eligible in FBS, basically they have a 500 record or better, which is usually the criteria, then you could potentially land in a bowl game this year?
That's correct. And we saw that rule play out this year with, folks will remember, Missouri State, who is in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and also Delaware. Both schools in their first year of transition had more than six wins and were able to participate in bowls this year because there weren't enough other programs that were bowl eligible. So there's that opportunity. But I'm pretty determined to put a waiver on the whole two-year reclassification anyway. In my mind, that's an antiquated rule. It's overly punitive based on when it was put in place. Maybe it made a little more sense. A lot of things have changed since then. And so we're gonna fight that one pretty hard.
Okay. Well, there we go. I like that spirit. Now, so these schools that went before, like James Madison and Georgia Southern and those, when is the last time that had to be upheld? Because I assume when, like, James Madison went, they probably petitioned as well. So when is the last time that the NCAA actually looked at this?
It's probably been a while. The only thing they've looked at recently is increasing the fee to transition from 5,000 to 5 million. And so to me, that's one of the criteria. You know, part of the transition is to make sure there's a financially viable plan. Well, going from 5,000 to 5 million for the buy-in, to me, shows that the school is, they're in a good financial position. This is something they're very serious about.